Chapter 8. Where is Johnny? Bogdan has seen where Marina lives and feels sure she will know what to do with the bones. He felt it as soon as he met her. He has brought her flowers from the wood and tied them the way his mother used to tie them. Apartment 8. He rings the bell and a man's voice answers. This surprises Bogdan. Bogdan walks into the apartment to see an old man in pyjamas.
"I come looking for Marina," says Bogdan. "I think maybe she live here, but maybe another apartment."
"Marina?" says Stephen. Of course. I don't know where she is, but she won't be long. Let's make some tea, shall we? Do you play chess at all?"
When Elizabeth comes in some time later, she finds her husband and Bogdan quietly playing chess together. Stephen is staring hard at the board.
"He beat me, Elizabeth," says Stephen.
Elizabeth looks at her husband, who has a huge smile on his face. He is very happy to have found someone to play chess with, and she falls in love for the 1000th time.
"It's Marina, darling," she says.
"He fixed the light in my office too, Elizabeth," says Stephen.
"It's Marina," Elizabeth repeats.
"I call you Elizabeth. It's okay," says Bogdan.
He stands up and puts a hand on her arm.
"You have a beautiful home and a wonderful husband. Now, can I show you something?"
"Of course, Bogdan," she replies.
"I can trust you?"
She looks deep into his eyes.
"Of course you can trust me."
"Can you and I go to the cemetery? This evening, when it's dark, there's something I want you to see."
Jason Ritchie sits in a corner, finishing a very tasty lunch in the Black Bridge, now called Le Pont Noir. He does not know what to do. He is surprised by the changes in this place. It has really become upscale with its expensive menu and furniture, soft lighting and beautifully designed grey-black sign. All its dark corners and rough edges are gone.
"Mine have too," thinks Jason.
He is thinking about the photograph that lies on the table in front of him. He would feel a lot safer with a gun, and 20 years ago, getting one would be easy. But the gang has gone now. Ever since he sat down, Jason has been trying to remember exactly where in the pub Tony Curran had shot that young drug dealer, a boy sent from a London gang who were looking for new markets. Jason thinks it might be by the fireplace. He remembers the bullet had gone through the wall and straight into the side of Turkish Johnny's car. Johnny had been really angry, but it was Tony, so what could he do? Turkish Johnny. Jason has been thinking about him a lot. He's sure Johnny took the photograph that was left by the body. He always had a camera on him. Had Johnny come back? Had Bobby Tanner come back? Was Jason next on their list? The boy had died in the end. He'd tried to sell Steve Erkan drugs on the seafront. Steve stayed near the edges of the gang, but was never really part of it. He told the kid to try to sell his drugs at the Black Bridge, knowing that he would find Johnny and Tony there. After the kid was shot, a cab driver Tony liked to use for these situations drove the body away and hid it. Then the cab driver was shot too, because Tony thought you could never be too careful. That was the end of things for Jason and all of them. It was no longer about making money, friends and fun, but guns and dead bodies. He'd realized it all too late. Bobby Tanner left soon after. His younger brother, Troy, had died on a boat bringing drugs in from Europe, and Johnny disappeared immediately after the cab driver was shot. Those days were gone, and Jason could not be more glad about it. There was nothing left of them here in this new upscale Black Bridge. But where was Bobby? Where was Johnny? How could he find them before they found him? Well, he probably knows the answer to that. He has always known it. He takes out his phone and calls his dad.